In the sprawling grounds of China's Forbidden City, once home to the imperial palace of the Ming and Qing dynasties, one small shop is in the midst of a brewing controversy. Starbucks, that poster child for American mass marketing and a growing number of Chinese wanted banished. The Forbidden City should preserve its uniqueness, says this woman. Ever since it opened more than 6 years ago, Starbucks has been a contentious presence in one of China's most revered historical icons.
And some of these symbols of Western cultural influence, Starbucks is just the tip of the iceberg, do rub up against Chinese nationalistic sensibilities. That's what we're seeing. It's that simple.
Earlier this year, the trademark green sign was removed to reduce the store's visibility after Ray Chonggang, an anchor on state-run television, began an online campaign to have the coffee shop closed for good.
You can still tell it is a Starbucks. And when you tour around the Forbidden City, you see hundreds of cups with a big Starbucks logo on it, you know, all around. To me, it spoils the fun.
And now complaints of latte imperialism have reached the National People's Congress, the annual session of Parliament. As long as it stays in the Imperial Palace, it poses a challenge to our traditional culture, says lawmaker Zhang Hongbing, who submitted the motion to Congress to have Starbucks closed. This is much more than a storm in a coffee cup. With almost 200 stores already in China's big cities, Starbucks is aiming to make this country its largest market. And bad publicity is bad for business. The company says it's aware of the complaints but adds, many tourists find our respectful presence a welcome place of rest. Over the years, the rent from stores like Starbucks have helped cover the cost of the upkeep and renovations to the almost 600-year-old Forbidden City. But soon here, it could be one Starbucks to go. John Vores, CNN, in the Forbidden City, Beijing.